This is Derivative.
If you want to skip the rest of this, you do that with my blessing.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's not the same.
Maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
I don't see the point in writing your own show when you can pinch somebody else.
I hope it's smart and funny.
It's the dumbest show.
So, I mean, what's the interest of naked old men eating dinner?
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Not original, uninspired.
Yeah, I'm Derivative as hell.
This is Derivative. I am Jerry. Welcome to the show. This is a pilot episode. We're just going to talk briefly. More than anything, I want to test the levels, see if this new app works. I welcome your feedback. ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. I think the voice is a little bit loud, but I welcome that, depending on if you're playing on headphones or your car, whatever else. I'm trying some new things, so I want to make sure that it all sounds good. And when we do this for real, when we do it live, it all sounds great. In terms of just kind of catch-up stuff, things to talk about, they're going on in Little Song's universe. As you probably know, a few weeks ago or a month ago or so now, littlesongs.net, my development server, was hacked. I lost access to everything on there, all the source code. Thank God my server wasn't hacked. But if I ever want to make a change to littlesongs.net, I can't unless I write it from scratch. So I've started rewriting that website. If you go to player.littlesongs.net, I think, that's my little test website. You're welcome to go there and give me feedback. That thing's going to be down and up all the time. But you'll see kind of what I have in mind for the new site. Love to get your feedback on if it works on your phone or your desktop or whatever else. It's player.littlesongs.net. Totally different interface. Written from scratch. Also, the Jingle Fest, Nashville, June 27th, 2020. I sent out surveys to all the folks that are Kickstarter backers. I'll also be sending that same type of thing to the Patreons. And I want to get a head count from everybody. I want to know, are we going to do this thing for 20 people or 150 people? I'm hoping it's higher. The show has been surprisingly supportive of this. I don't know, maybe they just want us to get out of the way and go somewhere else. So they're eager to send us away. But we're going to have a good turnout, I think, from the show. So if you're on the fence about attending because you've seen me four times, there's going to be a good turnout there, some cool pop-up stuff. I would be stunned if Tony comes, but we're going to have several others there. I guarantee it. Famous last words, but I've been assured, although again, famous last words, but I've been assured that we're going to have a good turnout there. So I hope you can join us. Once I get that head count the next week or two, I will book a venue. I have a few places in mind. If we have a place that needs 20 people, we have a place for that. I've got another place that can accommodate over 100. I don't think we'll get too much more than that, but you know, we'll see how this plays out. I'd love it if it could be even bigger. I want everybody who's been there before to come again, obviously. But at the same time, I realize that's not possible. So hopefully most of you can be there and that'll be good. The logo for that event was just finished. Logo Quest, I gotta tell you, for Derivative and for Jingle Trek, I have been killing myself. And this isn't a big deal. I mean, I shouldn't care probably as much as I do, but since mid-July or whenever I started this whole planning, I have been struggling so much with trying to get a logo that I liked, and I have not had luck. I've gone with various Southeast Asian designers and European designers, and Jeff Jones got back involved, and nothing really turned out. The only thing that really worked was when I sat down by myself, like all these stupid jingles, and started writing and drawing, saying I want it to look kind of like this. And so I love the Derivative podcast logo. So that's not the official Derivative like iconography and logo and stuff, but just to explain to you, if you've looked at it right now, what I'm trying to convey is that everything I do is a derivative work. It is the result of something somebody else put their blood, sweat, and tears into to do a good job. So either Tony with a 40-plus year career in entertainment putting out all of his content and then me riffing on it for jokes, or a talented musician like Elton John or Billy Joel or somebody writing a song and me riffing on that with alternate lyrics, it's all derivative. And so that's what I wanted to convey, that I am standing on the shoulders of giants, those who have come before me. So the podcast, there's a giant, the giant in the parody industry I'm alluding to. I think you can guess who that is. And I'm standing on the shoulders of giants, defiantly holding up my podcast logo with a little iconography in the background, kind of showing what's going on there. And then the Jingle Trek logo, I had a bunch of different things went back and forth on. I really wanted to have more of like the jingle side one, where it was like an icon, where there was like a text in the middle, but little figures, and it was one or two colors, very clean and simple, but nothing that we did worked. And Jeff tried several things, and I got a lot of garbage back. I guess I need to have like a blooper reel. Maybe I'll put that up on the website or something. But I probably, for derivative, I think I hired at least 5 different designers until I finally just did it myself. And maybe that shows. I mean, I didn't draw the Weird Al thing. That somebody drew that for me. But the whole concept of it, and then the actual text logo I did. But for Jingle Trek, I want to say it was close to 10. I mean, I really ran through the gamut. And all the limited money that I make from the Patreon or whatever else, I've spent way more than that to try to get this thing going. So if you'd like to support this show, you can find me on patreon.com/littlesongs to help me do this stupid stuff. But anyway, it was important enough to me to get this right. And I really hope that you agree that I did. I hope that you like it. There was a jokey image that I'd mocked up, a parody of the Star Trek Into Darkness poster back when I was doing the Kickstarter. And that got a good response. And so what I finally decided to do is, all right, I'll take that concept of Khan standing in rubble staring at a city, and that city could be Nashville. That figure could be me. And then maybe we'll add some country stuff, like I'm wearing a full jean outfit, like a Canadian tuxedo or whatever, with a Martin guitar on my back and a cowboy hat. And then in the rubble, you see all the artifacts from the past few years. There's some chatter illusions. There's a TK Jingles illusion in there. You can see those souvenir chatter mugs if you look closely. There's some leaves that the leaf blower guy missed. There's a bunch of little jokes that I came up with to add in there. I don't know that it's anywhere on the level of what Jeff might have done. He's so good at those little cute little call-out icons. If you look at the T-shirt for Even Liver, even though it's on a weird skin-colored shirt, that mock-up, that graphic is so rich. The tapestry of that graphic is so rich with inside jokes. And the same thing goes for anything that Jeff has done to help me with this stuff. So I wanted to do my best to try to do the same thing. So there's a lot of stuff in there that you may recognize, broken hockey stick or whatever else. But ultimately, the visual, I wanted it to be cool and something that would work on a poster or T-shirt or whatever. And then we'll do the back next, and it'll be the same, along the same kind of lines, thanking everybody that helped make it happen. But that's it. That's been my focus here, getting the website back up and running with a new skin. You can preview it, player.littlesongs.net. Getting the derivative logo, and then this whole thing launched. I'm using a new app with different settings, and it's supposed to make things easier for me. So far, that has not happened, but I think ultimately it will save me some time in the end. And then, obviously, the Jingle Trek logo. So send me your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. I'm going to end now. This is the shortest thing I've ever done. I'm going to end this episode now with the most derivative thing I could think of. This is for you, Berg, and anybody who liked that song. I don't know. It's just, this is the most derivative thing I can think of. Finding some other parody and then parodying that in a very half-assed manner. Here, I hope you enjoy this, and I will do my best to come back soon with a more feature-length and content-rich episode for you to enjoy in the near future.
There's a singer, just turned 58, likes to sing about beer and stuff that makes America great. Doing battle with the insufferable Natalie Maines. She once wore a shirt that read F-U-T-K. Writing his hit songs for all the soldiers who fought Saddam and fought in Afghanistan. Performed at the inauguration for Donald J. Trump, but also voted for Obama. He's singing for the troops, ballin' Toby Keith. How do you like him now that he's famous and on the radio? He doesn't do those singing shows like Shelton or Levine. That's what I think. I'm not that familiar with his work.